then first thing we'll do is we'll ask Pastor Terrence to start us over with devotion and prayer.
So I'm going to hold the devotion until we start talking about the leadership structure, but I will start us with a prayer if you want. Do you have this ready?
I do.
I think she's coming. Do you guys have the last minute and does everybody have it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to.
I'm going to have a recording six agenda words.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
All right. Father God, thank you, Father, for all of these wonderful and amazing disciples of Jesus who have come together to be together. I pray, Father, that you would be present in our conversations, that your Holy Spirit would be working in each one of us, that we would be hearing you speak when we speak to one another and when we hear one another. And Father, I pray that this time would be fruitful as we faithfully seek to serve you and to serve one another and to serve the community. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, the next order of business, everybody take their agenda. And when I sat here and I knew when I wrote it, that it'd be leadership team, and then I was going to do that last, and I forgot to do it, so we need to cross out church council and write leadership team, and then cross out February 26th and put March 12th. And I figured that'd be a good exercise for the night for us starting out. And then hopefully next time when I draft the agenda, I'll remember to correct that to leadership team.
Okay. So it is March 12th, currently.
Thank you for the prayer, Pastor Tara. And if you look, everybody should have a set copy of the minutes from the last meeting.
We are working on this. You know, recording it and transposing it. I would like to get it down eventually where it's going to be copied like off a computer.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working on that. And thank you to my wife for doing all this writing for me.
That's okay.
If I did it, you couldn't read it.
I think as long as it's legible, it's probably fine for now. Especially if we've got recordings to go along with them.
And all the recordings, I'm going to get a disc and put them on a CD that we can put in the office and have.
All right, are there any questions on the minutes? Everybody agree with the way they're written? All right, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes as written?
I move to accept the minutes as written.
Second.
Okay, and Tara made the motion and seconded it. Everybody in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The minutes are approved as written. So the only, well, do we have a treasurer's report tonight?
We do.
All right. Almost jumped down to business and skip over her on that.
Pepsi.
Yeah. I'm scared to say Coke.
Okay, we'll keep it in the family.
Georgia bottle. Get down there, everybody's like, you don't want to mention Pepsi.
Everybody got one?
Really?
For sharing Coke.
Oh yeah, you get everybody all in a mess.
Everybody get one? Do we need more?
No, it's
mine. I just want to drag one of their lenses across the floor. That's usually not good.
What else is there? I don't know what I'm doing. Put it in the table for somebody else.
I like the first part of the year because I can do it for portraits. It all fits one way without having to move it to the landscape paper.
Yeah,
mine is the legal paper. Just a snapshot on the front of where we're standing with the money. We did receive the $500 check back from Verizon as a refund. That's on here.
Yay, that finally came.
Posted last week. 3 months of where we're at. That's yesterday, I believe. If you find any questions later after tonight, you can come back and ask. There's money showing for the first, second, and third Sundays in January, even though there was snow.
Yes, remember, slow start to the year with snow days, end of January and first of February.
So we didn't have any money in June.
We didn't have
any
money.
But I'm surprised there's any money showing at all, period.
It's not in February, right? We had snow day, the fourth Sunday, and the first Sunday.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm sorry. My fault.
Look at page two.
I'm looking at page two.
Snow days. I even numbered them today.
But hopefully people made up for that when they came back.
Well, that's a good point. Let's hope that we remind people that they should continue to tithe, even though we have inclement weather days, because the bills don't go away. Usually, if we have inclement weather, they cost us more with the heat running or whatever during this time of year. So,
I know we do.
That's my phone ringing, I'm sorry.
I felt that.
Oops, she
shouldn't
shut the door.
No, she's coming.
Yeah, I know. She went out without a coat.
Any questions on that?
The Edom money, just to let you know, I talked to the group, what was it, last Sunday?
That was 2 Sundays.
Or 2 Sundays ago. We're basically going to just kind of dissolve that group for now. And we're going to make plans of how to use that money wisely.
Well, if you see, it's a line item on the missions.
Yeah, I saw that.
Page 5.
Gotcha. That was just to let people know that. Yeah, there are going to be plans for it.
Huh? But you're cracking me up, people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the King William Senior Citizen Center, how frequently do we make
annually?
That's annually.
Yeah, but it's 300 annually. I'm behind.
Okay.
So Gertie has to remind me. But I've set it up to automatically pay going forward.
Okay. What month is it set to auto pay?
January. I was thinking about doing the same thing with your pay, setting it up to come out and email directly to you. Maybe get there earlier.
I think that would have a problem. That'd be fine. As long as I know that's how it's coming in. It's there before the fifth. I'm good.
Yeah. I'll just be sure to confirm your address. And that way, I'm not chasing down a second. If that's okay, I'm not going to take that. Can the kits for conference just be deleted off the list?
It can.
I mean, I
deleted some stuff off yesterday or the other day when I was building it, so they don't have a conference yet.
We don't have a donation thing usually at conference yet, where we're asking churches to donate the things. That's not typically something. So if we decide we want to donate something to conference, it wouldn't be the conference. It would be the disaster relief agency of the conference. We have a disaster relief team that sometimes puts out a call for assistance for different things that they're doing. And then we have a missions team that occasionally puts out like a call for assistance for, like right now, there's one out for the Central African Republic. For aid for them right now with some of the things going on there. But those are the kind of things typically that we would, if we wanted to go above and beyond our general, like, connectional funding, that would be the kind of thing. We don't have a thing at conference that does that. I think that would have been Encore under the UMC that was through, and that's not a, we don't have a global agency that does that sort of thing.
What is the Rescue Squad, Fire Department, and Sharon Baptist? What's the Sharon
That's
Baptist?
The Sharon Baptist.
Yeah. Do I have that?
Sharon Baptist that we were given at one point a mission money.
Oh, okay.
And I just want it. I can mark that out.
So you take that out?
Yep.
Okay.
What page is that on?
Yeah.
Five. Where it says mission.
Donations are.
Ministry. So you took out the kits for conference.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, that was streamlined even more. Any other questions, though?
Take it.
I know, it's nice to look at it when it doesn't have
overwhelmingly. So is it just Sharon Baptist that you were marking off on this?
Right, Kids for Conference.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but not the fire.
Yeah.
Fire rescue. Okay.
That stays on.
Yeah.
And the emergency ministry thing, that comes off at the end of the year, right?
Yes, that's the December.
Does anybody else have any other questions?
That's the thing it's a fundraiser for, right?
Well,
like that's...
We give above that.
Yeah, but that's the ministry that was...
Yes, because we get a letter in the mail about
Does
it.
Does anybody have any other questions for Tammy? All right, do I hear a motion that we accept the treasurer's report?
Aye, motion to accept the treasurer's report.
All right, do I hear a second?
I second.
All right. He had made the motion, and JR seconded it. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Anybody disapprove? Okay. The report is accepted as written. And the only thing we've got under old business, which Tammy stated, that we got the $500 refund check, and then we got a postage bill from them that I forwarded to her to pay for the postage we had. Where they had to send them the letter, they had to pay the postage for it, yeah.
But, excuse me while I roll my eyes.
To the law firm?
Yeah.
For $6 and
$4. Yeah, it wasn't bad, you know, but that's those incidentals that they're...
$1,000 retainer doesn't cover.
Doesn't cover. All right, so new business. Leadership team structure, discussion, and function.
All right. So this is kind of where you're going to get your devotion, because this is more of a teaching time than a business time. So I'm going to start us in Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. It says, "And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. So that's the function of the church.
What was the Bible verse read?
It's Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. I like Ephesians. There's an Ephesians verse there, too. But that is actually the point of the church is to do the work of ministry and build one another up in the love of Jesus and in the love of one another and help each other to function in the gifts that he gives us.
And that was 11 through?
11 through 16.
16, okay.
So at the beginning of that, it tells me my job. My job is to equip the saints for the work that the church is supposed to do. So if I look at that and then I look at what the Book of Discipline has to say about my job, and it has a little bit, which is weird. It doesn't have a lot, but it does have a little bit to say about my job. My primary job besides preaching is discipleship and equipping. That is what it is listed as in the Book of Discipline. The job of the pastor is to care for their congregation by developing discipleship processes that help them to grow into maturity and to become equipped to do the work that God is calling them to do. Your job, according to the Book of Discipline, is that you're going to be in ministry and use your gifts and your graces and your talents to live, to serve God and serve the world by living scriptural holiness and helping others to do the same. Now, I will also tell you that your very first job, your first thing that you're supposed to do is embrace the calling on your life to love God with everything you are and to be loved by God, because without that, you won't be able to do any of the rest of it. Your job is to be a disciple of Jesus Christ in all the areas of your life, fully submitted, and from there you use your gifts and your graces and your lives to serve the Lord and to serve those he sends you to. And that is the job of every Christian. That's actually my job too, because I'm still a Christian. I'm still a member of the congregation. I'm still a disciple of Jesus, even though I've been called into something additionally. That's still my job too, is to do those things. And I'm talking about that because it's kind of relevant to what we're talking about today. I cracked up when Paul showed me this and mentioned that we were going to need to cross this out and write leadership team. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason that we shift our language, because our language builds our culture. And one of the problems in the church, especially for leaders in the church, is we begin to feel like it's a task, that your job is administration, that that's why you're here, is to administer the business of the church. And we forget that that's not really what this is about. So when we shift from a committee and council structure, part of that is to help us re-envision the purposes of our leadership as being more oriented toward not meetings and agendas and all that, but toward helping to make this a vehicle for you and for others to joyfully fulfill the mission that God has given us as a church. And to help us develop structures of accountable action that move us toward the things that God wants us to accomplish as a church. Now, there's business stuff that's incidental to that, but I'll kind of use the conference as a model of this. So Ann and Ed and Lona have all talked a lot, and Helen, a lot about how different the conferences are in the GMC than they were in the UMC. Mm-hmm. And the big reason for that is because they've already made this culture shift. The point of the conference, even though it's called a conference, it is a time for all of the people of God that are part of the GMC to come together to work toward building each other up in love and equipping each other for the work of ministry so that we can go out and be the church that God has called us to be. That's the primary focus of conference. So there's business. There's business on the first day. We have a vote. We have to look at the budget. It's important to look at the budget. We have to look at the budget here. We need the treasurer's report. We have to look at that. And we have to look at the minutes. And we have to look at the things of, that need a vote of the church for the good of the order. But the primary purpose of those meetings is actually to help plan and develop and equip for the work that God has called the GMC to do here in Virginia, and how we can involve all of our churches in that process and in those things. And so for us as a church and for the leadership team of the church, it's a very similar purpose when we come together. Part of it is we need to look at the treasurer's report because we need to know how things are going. I need to know that I need to be developing a sermon series on finances and on stewardship, because it's important that people understand what that is and why it's biblical and all of that. So Tammy's not sitting there looking at her money going. The in is not meeting the out. We need to look at that. But that's business ends of things that inform discipleship things that I need to be equipping in, right? Mm-hmm. So there's business things that we have to do in these meetings, but primarily these meetings are about planning for where we're going as a church, and then delegating, assigning, or accepting the responsibility for a particular piece of that, okay? And so that's really the difference between a leadership group and committees. Committees really are very focused on the detailed administration of a church. But a church is not a business. It does require some administration. Please don't hear that wrong. It's not a business. Our primary purpose is to go build God's kingdom. And that needs to be the focus of our leaders, okay? So for you guys, that means that you need to be paying attention to your discipleship, to your discipline, to staying connected with God for you, and listening to what he's saying to you in the midst of your life, and carrying that into the work that you're doing as part of the church, okay? And that means the other end of that, that I really want you all to understand, is you're not here by accident, and you're not here because there's nobody else to do the job. I know it feels like that sometimes, but the fact of the matter is you are each here because the Lord has put you here with your particular gifts and graces and talents and time to help lead Upworth in this next phase of its journey, okay? So that you have an input. You all know the people here in this church. You know the people in your community. You know things that have worked in the past, and you know things that haven't. You know the history that has caused hindrances and brokenness in this congregation and what needs to be done to heal those things. The Lord has given you all gifts, graces, insight, and knowledge to carry into the work of leading this church forward. And we need all of that for that to work, not just me. And that's why over the last couple months, I know I've frustrated people without, because I haven't been like, we need to do this. And then I frustrated everybody else when I said, no, we're going to do this. But realistically, the goal is God brought you all here for a reason. You're in the positions you're in for a reason. I expect that you will share your thoughts and your ideas. I expect we will have arguments and conflicts, and that's okay. It's not really conflict, and it's not really argument. It's discussion, so that everybody's ideas are being heard. Because, so I always used to say I'm a multi-purpose piece in God's puzzle, and I am. I'm very adaptable. But the reality is that give the image of what God does in churches. He gives everybody a different piece, and if any of them is missing, then the picture doesn't come together right. And so we all need to carry it, what we have, into this. We need to speak our minds. And we need to do that without being afraid that somebody else is going to get mad about it, and without being mad when somebody else speaks their mind. Otherwise, it's hard to make progress. It's hard to get on the same page. It's hard to get everybody moving in the same direction. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's as much as I'm going to give you on the majority of that, except for, I forgot all about that. So Pastor John Bright loves me a lot. No, I'm just kidding. And he sends me materials to share with you.
Oh, that's the love.
It is. So he sends me materials. So this is sort of what he gave to his church when they shifted to here. Learning. When they shifted to team-based leadership out of being in a committee format previously. These are sort of some cultural thoughts and ideas as to what we want to look at and understand. I don't know that we're going to get down in the details of this, but I would encourage you to look at this and think about what do you value in the concept of teams as opposed to committees. Like, this says covenanting. Mm-hmm. Is that something that, as a team, we would be? That means that we are in a covenantal relationship with one another that commits to doing the work of the team together, to seeking to be collaborative, to seeking to be respectful to one another, and yet still being bold and able to speak our minds, to fostering a culture, not only in our leadership, but within our congregation that allows for people to be able to speak their mind without being afraid of stepping on toes, and without breaking relationships in the process. We want to empower other people. I would say that's definitely a goal of these teams, is empowering other people to participate in the work of the church. We expand it beyond the handful of people who are committed all the time to doing this into the rest of the congregation, where we're looking for who has gifts and graces that maybe they can't give all the time, but that we can draw into some of these, the teams. So I'll talk about that in a second. We're trusting each other, and we're taking time to be learning. We should all be learning, whether it's we're learning about a particular ministry that we're going into, whether it's we're learning about teams, whether it's we're learning about what is a covenant and why would we want one. Whatever it is that we commit that we are learning to better equip ourselves so that we can better work with one another to equip the congregation for the work that God's calling us to do. Okay? So, realistically, these kind of meetings are going to look a whole lot different than they have in the past. Hopefully. Because we want them to be focused on growth in us. That translates to growth in our people, that will eventually translate to growth in our congregation size and our finances and our reach in the community. So that's not how we're going to go into all of that. That's where I wanted to leave that with you. And I'm going to open it up real quick for, do you guys have any questions about what this looks like and how it works? Yes.
The whole time you were talking, I was thinking of Christ and the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you think about, and I'm sorry, I'm going to bring this up, the chosen, okay? And, you know, you had Matthew, who was always writing stuff down. So that would be a secretary. And then someone, don't mean to leave it, but Judas, money. But anyway, but, you know, each one of them kind of knew and nurtured one another. And I think that's what we do. We nurture and build each other up so that we can work intricately together without saying, well, that's your job or that's your job, but just helping one another.
So that's one of the things on the expansion notes of this that John sent me that I didn't give you guys. That it talks about is gathering together frequently and meeting frequently. Now, I'm not going to make you guys come. The point of this was to reduce the number of meetings, not to increase them. So I'm not going to make y'all come to meetings like every week or something. But realistically, what that's really about is helping us to understand this much more like that, where this is a form of small group. Mm-hmm. And that is what these leadership teams are supposed to be, is a form of small group where it is we are engaging in work alongside one another. We're getting to know each other. We're supporting each other and we're helping each other to grow as we do these things. There's elements of mentoring in this. There's elements of discipleship in this. Leadership teams actually are meant to be at their best small groups
that help us to grow. They're kind of discipleship for grown-ups, for people who are already strong in their faith and already walking with Jesus. They're discipleship to help us with serving and ministering and making disciples. So any other questions, thoughts, comments before I jump into the structure a little bit?
I do want to give you all a... So being the council chair, I went to the first planning meeting, and I was told right away, you're nosy. yeah, and so I'm not going to say who said it, but my answer is, well, if that's what you want to call it, I said, but that's not the reason I'm here. I said, I came to the first meeting. And so let me just put it to you this way. If somebody walks up to me as council chair and says, what does the planning team do? I said, do you think it would be appropriate for me to look at them and say, I don't know?
No, no.
And so I went to that first meeting so that if somebody does come ask me, I don't know is not what comes up, that I can give a somewhat definitive answer that's appropriate for people to learn and move forward. And so, and we've got to be all in this together.
Yes, we do.
As far as, you know, and so.
I will say not everybody has to come to all of the sub-meetings. That will make us all crazy. But he's not wrong. So if there's something you're curious about, or if there's one of these teams that you're like, what does that do? There are no team meetings. There are no any meetings in the church that are not open meetings to anybody that wants to come. That is a function of the Book of Discipline. The only time that is not true is when it has to do with personnel matters, at which point we close the leadership team meeting and it becomes a BPR meeting. There is no meeting in the church that is not open to anybody that wants to come. These meetings normally, and I didn't do that so much with this one because it's really our first one we're doing like this, and it was all much more informational than normal. These meetings I will be strongly encouraging on a regular basis the congregation to show up to so that they can hear. And I'm going to get to why in just a second on that. But these meetings are meetings that really we want to encourage people to come to. We want to be making them known. So if there's no other questions there, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the structure. Yes, ma'am.
Since I have so much paper I've been going through.
Absolutely.
I've got this thing that says, well, I'm sure it was part of something else.
Yeah, probably.
We have a lot of teams where I thought we were going to try to go back to like a care team, and the care team was going to take care of multiple things. Mm-hmm. This looks like there's a lot more teams than...
There probably are. And I'm going to... Yeah, and so I'm gonna talk a little bit about that right now.
Like communications team should kind of fall somewhere else. It shouldn't.
No. Trust me when I tell you. No.
Well, I mean, I just thought we were gonna try to condense the number of teams and put more things that happen within the team, because then the teams could have people. Then the person didn't have to be on 20 teams to take care of things. You could have four teams, and the teams could have certain things to take care of.
Subgroups.
You said yes. Sub-teams or subgroups.
Yeah, subgroups. This is a lot of teams to... Okay, that's just my opinion.
No, that's okay.
I thought at one point we were headed towards the four teams, the nurture, whatever, a long time ago, whenever. I don't know where I noticed that. It was nurture and...
Outreach and witness.
And then stuff was going to fall under those four things.
So I have these teams structured the way that they are for reasons. I'm open to us changing those. And the way that we have that set up, the only barrier to that would be if it bounces anybody off the council that's currently on the council. So the way the teams that are listed on there are set up is those people are listed on the leadership team structure as the leaders of those teams hold voting positions on the leadership team.
So has this been updated?
Probably, but I'm not sure because I can't see that from here. I don't have my license.
The church council 2026.
No, that would be the one from before the church conference.
Yeah, before the conference, that's correct.
So she's got the one in her hand that would have been what we voted on, I believe, that leadership structure thing you have in your hand
right
there.
Here?
Yeah, that should have been what we voted on, but I can get you a copy if it's not.
Well, this, you must have it since you've given me it, yeah.
So that, this is now null and void. I just want to get rid of stuff that, not paperwork that I don't need anymore.
Yep. Can I make a suggestion?
Yep.
Which kind of goes into Tammy, because I have to go through some things. You don't bait things that you put out.
I can.
You need to start doing that.
I can totally fix that.
I mean, I've got about four leadership structures at home that are a little bit different.
Yep.
And I had to lose a little bit of a crystal ball to figure out which was the last one.
No, absolutely, yes. Please, and if you see me not doing that in the future, please remind me. It might take me a little bit to get in the habit, but yes, absolutely.
The communication guide took care of it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that greatly.
So you will put out a new... You saying you will make a new team?
No, no, no. I'm going to keep her reminded.
Oh, okay.
She's in line. All right.
I have 16. Well,
yeah, so I don't have that one back in front of my face. So you have, currently speaking, we don't have them all constituted. So you notice that there's some that have no names next to them.
Yes.
That is because, currently speaking, I have not been able to recruit anybody to lead those teams, and until they have somebody to lead them, they are being organically handled by the same people who've been handling. So your mother is still visiting the people that she visits, and Linda is still checking on the people that she checks on, and Lona is still checking on Ben and the people that she checks on, and that's not coordinated right now under the care team, but that is what would be under the care team. I don't remember which other ones I don't have names on right now. I can give you updates on the ones that we do have names on. But in order to consolidate or change those, essentially we just need to make sure we don't bounce anybody off of the team that is currently on there, because that's who we voted on.
So there's a prayer team in this piece of paper, and I can vote it away if this is not
here. No, that is correct. There's, okay.
But so, it's not here.
No. Because the prayer team is...
part of care team?
No, actually it's part of the worship team.
Yeah.
It's under the worship team. And it is specifically an altar prayer ministry. So there's a couple of different things under the worship team. If you look at the thing of it,
breakdown.
The breakdown will tell you kind of the things that it covers. But it primarily covers all the things that we need on a Sunday morning. And that's where the prayer team falls.
Okay.
That is actually, by the way, why when we did the voting, I did not have all of the sub-team, or like all of the team breakouts, because some of them are teams where there is a vote that goes with it, and some of them are not. So the only stuff I included was the stuff where we were actually looking at people who would be voting members of the leadership team.
Okay, so the prayer team is part of the worship team.
Yes.
Okay.
When are you going to make your next update on all of that as far as it?
I will update whatever needs updated by the beginning of next week and get that to you, and kind of break that down if we need consolidation, and I will date it so that everybody.
are we adding a planning team under the team lead?
The planning team is a different thing. So the planning team, again, if you look at the detail of the planning team, what you'll find is the pastor is the lead on the planning team, which is why it's not listed under the leadership team structure, because that would be the pastor's already a voting member of the leadership team, and therefore it doesn't add a vote to the team, and that's why it's not listed there.
See, that doesn't even know.
It did before I broke it into multiple pieces.
Like a planning team, if you're going to be a team, there's a team lead. Whether you're up here or not, you still should have planning team here if it's a team. Because it's not listed anywhere but here.
So eventually, originally, I can explain that actually. Originally, this was a document that was sent out to the entirety of the leadership of the church as a proposal of structural change.
Mm-hmm.
And it included all of the pages. So it included the one you're talking about there, the leadership structure for vote, mm-hmm. as well as the pages that you have there with the trustees and all of the breakdowns of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
That entire thing was sent out together so that everybody had a full picture of what it was I was talking about structuring and doing with that.
Okay. And the leadership team structure that came out in that shorter form was specifically about what we were voting on that would change the voting structure of the church.
Okay. So really, it's there, just not there.
Yes.
Yes, it's there, there, it's not, just there. Not voting. It's just not
yes.
a voting thing.
Yes.
But it's there. It's
yes.
another team.
Yes. And so those kind of teams, so why don't we get into that? All right. So the structure is you got two types of teams that you're going to be dealing with. You have standing teams, which are the ones that are in those documents that you have there that are always there, and they are open to anybody in the church that is either a member or an attender or people who are associated with us here. So if you have people you know that are super good at planning, but they don't show up on a Sunday morning and they want to be part of the planning team, they're welcome to come and be part of that team. There is one team where that is not true. The teaching team, once we get it up and going, you need to be a professing member of the church in order for you to be participatory in that. And you need to have background checks and that kind of stuff for that particular team. That is in the detail of that particular team as well. But all of the rest of those teams, if you are the team lead, you have to be a professing member of the church, because if you want to be a voting member on any of the leadership stuff, you have to be a professing member of the church for that, according to the discipline. But if you just want to be part of doing stuff in the church, which is what a lot of people want to do, these teams are there to allow people to use their gifts and their graces in ways that will grow the church and grow them and reach into the community.
Okay. I'm just trying to get it straight in my head. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
The teams and...
So those are those teams.
So if I come up to Paul and say, okay, tell me about each team, what are you going to tell me?
He is going to hand you the sheets that have the descriptions right. of those teams on them. And then he's going to say, what are you interested in? And if you say the care team, he's going to say, you know, we're looking for a lead for that team. You should talk to Pastor Tara.
Okay, I just want to try to get, because you got more teams in this information are listed than what was here. But the only thing that was listed here was voting members for teams.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you could have put planning team, non-voting.
How about I will do that for you if you would like? I will add all the non-voting teams there for you. Or just like who it is that's the voting, like yes. who it is that is the lead on those. I will okay. go ahead and add that in there for you so that it makes streamlined sense and for you, and that actually would be very helpful, I'm sure, for anybody else looking at that.
Thank you.
So okay. I think one thing we need to do is streamline our committee on nominations as far as the people. We know who all the trustees are, but I mean, I'm talking about the leadership team we need.
So the committee on nominations is likely going to wind up being one of the other kind of teams that I'm about to talk about, because that would have folded into the leadership team, just like the PBR did, and just right. like the finance and all of the rest. The function of that team needs to be covered in this team.
But what I mean is we need to come up with, like we normally post on the board, so people can see, and they can look leadership team, and they get the names of...
You mean just having the structure
yes,
laid
yes,
out.
Yes, the structure laid out.
I'll get that, and I'll get it laid out, and I'll get it set up and dated. So that we know when it was put together. And
so yes, please, and thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll have those standing teams. Those are ones that we want to be promoting in the church, that we want to be actively recruiting for, that we want to be looking for leaders for the ones we don't have leaders for, so that they can be actively recruiting other people into the church. We don't want any one person to be on multiples, and that, like on a whole lot, that's why you have that separate section too, because it went into the detail of how the teams work and what the restrictions on those are. The other kind of team that we need is basically ad hoc teams. Those are going to be task-based. They come strictly out of the leadership team to do the work of the church that needs to be done. Those are going to be primarily We'll ask you to volunteer to be a part of that particular thing, to accomplish that particular thing, bring it back to the leadership team for vote at the next meeting, and then that group would dissolve and not be pulled together again until it was needed again, and then it would be whoever wants to be a part of that.
In the moment team.
Yes, an in-the-moment team. That's a good way of putting it. Ad hoc is usually how they put that when you're talking in businesses, yeah. But in-the-moment works well for me.
Yeah, that works.
So the ad hoc teams are going to be not adding any additional voting members to the team leadership team. It will primarily come from the leadership team, and it will be specifically to accomplish work between meetings and bring back recommendations and information for the whole team to vote on. So... the other thing I wanted to touch on before I look at the specific things that we're going to need before our next meeting as far as those ad hoc teams go, is voting. We obviously still use a voting system. That's how you have to do this. But the GMC in particular, and everybody who ever does teams, will tell you that the goal of voting is actually consensus voting, where the goal is to get everyone in agreement before you come to the table to make a vote.
Bring your ID.
Well, I'm going to trust you that you are who you say you are when you come in, because I don't think we have shapeshifters among us, but still. Typically speaking, for voting, obviously our proposals will be sent out before the meeting. So I know you guys see a lot of stuff from me. I will try to keep them succinct, and there'll be one thing that goes out instead of a whole back and forth stuff. Okay, but the proposals or anybody else that's doing this. So if you have a smaller sub team that's working on something, and you have this is what we would like to bring to vote at the next meeting, that needs to go out ahead of time to the entire leadership team so that they have an opportunity to read it and then to come back to you and say, what are you out of your mind? Why would you think about doing it that way? Why isn't it being done this way? Why? Or to say, I don't understand why it is the way that you've made it. Can you please explain that? And whoever it is that's handling that particular thing and has sent that proposal out should be open and available to have those conversations and to have that dialogue back and forth and to get those questions answered ahead of time as much as possible so that whatever discussion we have here can be done in a relatively respectful of people's time way. And we don't bog down in 2-hour long marathon discussions and then have to come back and do it again 3 months in a row before we get something done.
So is everybody clear on the leadership team and the structure? And she'll update the structure, and I think it'll make a little bit more sense once she...
As we start working on these, like as we start actually doing stuff, they will also begin to make a whole lot more sense. And you will be able to ask the questions that will get me to give you the answer that makes it clearer than mud. And we'll get that straight, okay?
So we're ready to move on to more new business?
We will be. In which new business are you moving on to?
Yeah, the next thing I have on the list is audit team.
Yes, that was actually the very next thing that we were going to. So these are the ad hoc teams that we were talking about. The three that are listed there are the first three that we need to be looking at right now. Did you want to go over that, or do you want me to go over it?
Well, we need an audit team, and of course, that's to audit our books.
And which I put everything in there for 2025. Okay.
Thank you. That's
all. Right, so one thing we want to do, we discussed this, we want to go 2 years, and that'll cover the whole time with the GMC, and that's all we're going to do for the first audit. And then we had a discussion today that we think we need to set the date out a little bit, because if we do 2 years, this will take a little bit more time.
So this is a motion. I want you guys to read it over before I make that motion. Everybody didn't need copies, because it's not like you're going to take it home. You guys go ahead.
So 2024 is in there too.
Okay.
So that's just to be as organized as you can.
Right.
That's all right.
I think it's just important that we cover the GMC so we're in compliance. And if we do 2 years, that puts us in complete compliance. And then every year going forward, we'll do another audit. And
what's
with the UMC is in the past, doesn't matter. We need to just cover the GMC and move forward. And so.
So how come, I'm just going to, because, you know, I mean, how come this wasn't part of the financial committee to be discussed?
There is not a financial committee per se anymore. It is part of the leadership team.
Right. And so.
And that is what we're putting together right now.
Well, how come we've had financial committee meetings?
We haven't since the beginning of the year when the new leadership.
The last one we had was the final financial committee meeting.
Did I know that? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I don't know if you knew it or not. I don't know.
But it's now merging into the leadership team. So anyway, that was all, that's part of the new, and this is what we're all getting used to moving forward, is what the new structure is. And so that's why I was asking her about an updated list with what we've got so far. And we'll probably have to keep updating it for over the next few months until we get, until we get all the planning lead, I mean, not the planning leaders, but the leaders of each.
Any new leaders, things would need to go on it. So the financial policies we have it currently standing.
Because then with the financial chair, I mean, the financial team agreed on the financial policy.
And so did the leadership. The administrative council.
So that was in the moment, a financial, was an ad hoc one for the moment.
Well, at the time, it was the financial team last year approved the financial policy, if I recall correctly, and then it went to the leadership
approval.
Yes.
To the administrative council for approval by the full administrative council.
That's fine. I guess I just didn't get the whole gist of things going away. Like, I didn't know that, I didn't understand that TPR was going to be part of the leadership. I didn't understand that financial team or whatever we were called was going to go away. I thought they were still the separate things.
It doesn't go away, it's just incorporated into the leadership team.
Well,
yeah.
What you're saying is not a separate.
Right.
Whole separate
right.
team.
And, okay. I mean, that's fine. I just didn't get that out of all this. All the paperwork. Okay, so the audit team.
So we need a group for audit, and so I will see.
No, I'm not on the audit team because I do the books.
No,
so
hang on.
So the audit team, the finance chair and the treasurer need to be a part of the audit team, not because you're doing the audit. This team, my understanding of how an audit works, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding is what we need to do for the audit is we need to find somebody who is willing to do the audit for us who is not part of this church. Is that correct? And I, as far as I understood, we discussed before,
depends on what you read and where you read. Depends on the size of the church, if you want to take it outside. But I think it was decided to take it outside.
Yeah. And it was my understanding that in the past we've worked with like Bethel or one of the other local churches to swap services for that. Was that correct? Was what I had been.
Not in my term.
Okay.
I know prior to me, I think Vicki used to do an audit, and then Sean Smith, who was at MISBA, did audits. So but that was before 2009.
For the audit, the leadership team needs to put together a couple of members who will take on the task of identifying who we want to have do the audit, asking them to do it, and then helping them gather whatever information they need in order to accomplish that audit. In most churches that I am aware of, that usually involves the finance chair and the treasurer and the pastor at the very least. I would say that we should have at least another member, if not two, who will help with whatever you guys believe we need help with. I do have the audit form that the GMC has. Okay, good, you have that. Those typically, the way that I've seen them used in, again, in other churches, is they are usually given out to whoever handles the finances for the church to fill out the answers to the best of their ability for the part that they know about. and then they're given back to whoever's conducting the audit along with whatever backup paperwork that they're looking for. And then they go through and they check off where they would make recommendations for improvements in your practices, essentially, and where they're noticing any gaps in how your reporting is being done. I will make really clear for anybody who does participate in this, when we say audit, this is not like the IRS is coming in and checking your books. It's usually not nearly that stressy. It just does take some time, and usually it takes a person who's not involved in the finances of the church that needs to be looking at it.
All right, so treasurer and finance chair.
Because y'all will need to be able to pull whatever paperwork they need, essentially, for that.
Pastor Tara, right?
I am available for consultation if I'm needed. I don't necessarily have to be a part of that team. I just know that when I've dealt with audits in the past, usually the pastor is available to the audit team. Whoever's doing the audit, they're available in case they're needed.
All right, do we need anybody else?
I would say that, like I said, if they need help with pulling paperwork, or if you need help with calling people, or if you need help with identifying who it is that's going to do the audit, then
I'm going to give Joe a fast mark here.
He probably can. Realistically speaking, to do an audit for a church, typically speaking, you don't actually need a heavy financial background. You just need to know how to read statements. You need to know how to read the reports, and you need to know how to read the audit checklist. Sorry about that. I have an alarm that goes off on Thursday nights.
Is that everything we need on the audit team right now?
Yes.
Right.
So, yeah.
Did you?
Well, we also need to know, we need a plan to come back from that team by the next meeting.
Yeah, next meeting.
For when and how the audit is going to be done, like who's doing it and when it's going to be complete. And I would make a motion on the motion that I passed out that we adjust our deadlines in order to give us more time, because quite frankly, having 3 weeks of snow threw off the original timeline from when we made the first financial policy and set that date for the 31st of March, and it does not, I would prefer not to put that kind of time crunch pressure on everybody to get that done that quickly.
All right, so the audit team, who did you have?
You and Dinah, Mia's availability. If you need me to make phone calls, I can. And if you would like any additional help with that, then tell us how many people you want, and we'll ask for volunteers. And primarily, you guys are organizing this as far as finding somebody to do it for us and making sure they have whatever they need to do what they need to do.
And so the due date will move from March 31st to May 31st.
You gotta get it voted on.
Yes, she's made a motion, so.
Do we have a second for that motion?
Do we have a second for the motion? All right, JR seconds. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Anybody disapprove of that? All right, it passes.
Me. Additional people for your team, for the audit team.
I'm chair of that team.
Okay.
Am I?
Well, these teams really don't have a chair.
Right.
They are working groups. They're peer groups that need to do stuff and get it done.
Donna and I can figure out if we need
it. Okay. If you do, please ask. Anybody on this group, please ask, and we'll get you the help you need.
Just walk up and volunteer everybody.
That too. All right.
If that's everything on that, the next thing we've got to talk about is we need an interview team.
We do need an interview team.
Who will we interview?
J.R. Mitchell is currently exploring candidacy for ordination. And he is at a point where all he needs is a
He needs to be interviewed and voted on by his church leadership to move forward in that process at this point in time, to move into discernment. SBRC type function. Lona, as the lay leader, you need to be a part of this. Paul, as the leadership team chair, you would need to be a part of it. And I need to be on that team. And I would say that we need an additional 3 members, if possible, to do the interview. There is a series of questions that the GMC provides for the SBRC or the whatever body is working on that, to ask questions.
Well, you said you'd be part of that?
Yes.
Okay.
And we need 3 additional people that would be willing to come ask questions and pray about it and be discerning and report back to the rest of the leadership team at the next meeting. Recommendations.
So let me know who I got a promise to pay.
Recommendations next meeting.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to try to get that interview done for him next week, because he's been waiting kind of a while with the delays in getting us settled into our new structures and all of that. So, do I have volunteers? Debbie's not allowed. And if either Ann or Ed is on it, the other is also not allowed to be on that.
I'm still trying to unclutter myself from my other life. Thank you.
It's okay. We can go with 3 people. And that will be fine. And we will bring back a recommendation on that.
So you want us to meet this week?
Not this week, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Not this
week. Next week.
I will send out a couple of dates for availability on that. And I might see if Corey would be willing to sit on those too. We'll find a time that would work for him, if that's the case, if he's willing.
Okay.
Great.
I'm all right.
Just so y'all know, you know, over the years, I've been going to the different leadership paths through the UMC. It's always been part of my design to possibly do this. And it's becoming available for me to go through the schools and do it. It's going to take me at least 2 years, all the schooling I'm going to have to do.
And you don't know exactly where you want to end up yet, right? You just want to go.
I'm not 100% sure, no.
Yeah.
But I'm looking towards, you know, being ordained.
So to give everybody kind of an overview idea of what it is that he's moving toward right now, the candidacy process in the GMC is basically you go through some psychological testing, you go through background testing, and you go through a few other things at the beginning. You inform your pastor that it's something that you want to pursue, and then they bring it to leadership. And then what happens from there is, if they get passed through the leadership in their church, they get handed off to the board of ministry for a 6-month period of discernment, at which point they will be in contact. They'll assign them a mentor to be working with them, to work through the candidacy book with them, to determine whether or not candidacy is actually where they want to go. Not everybody decides that's the direction they want to go, but that is the first step in making those explorations. If it's not where they want to go, they can help them move into certified lay ministry or some other thing. If it is where they want to go, then they can help make sure that they have the internships and the other supports that they need to pursue what God is calling them to do in their lives.
So after the leadership here approves, it goes where, you said, to the board?
They go to the board of, the candidate goes to the board of ministry. So if we say yes by 2/3 that we recommend him for moving into discernment, he will go to the board of ministry and they take over responsibility for him and overseeing his discernment process.
So that's a 2/3 vote, right?
It is a 2/3 vote.
And tell me about the board of ministry.
Yes. So the board of ministry is the Virginia Board of Ministry here in the Virginia Conference of the Global Methodist Church. Okay. They are the ones that oversee ordination and certified lay ministry.
So certified lay ministers have to do pretty much the same.
So that's a little bit of a different process than ordination. You don't go through the same kind of candidacy process. You go right into doing training, I think.
for that typically with a recommendation of your pastor and I think your lay leader. I might be wrong on the lay leader. I have to check into what signatures that requires, but it's not the same like in-depth process.
Is that board composed of pastors?
So it's an 11-member board. It has one lay person and the rest are pastor or are clergy. I know because I met them all a couple weeks ago. And I got grilled. No, it was so much fun. That was actually a blast, but that's a whole different conversation.
As a prerequisite to this, I've already done my background check. I've already gone through the
Safe Sanctuary training.
Safe Sanctuary class. So if nothing else, I've got those that if I need to teach a class here or something like that, I'm at least labeled and qualified to do that.
And he's also got recommendations from multiple people that you have to actually get references from people and have letters filled out. And there is a process. There is a process. We're just a small piece of it. But anyhow, so I'll get dates out on that.
So next order of business is we need a mission and vision team.
So, I'm going to talk a little bit about mission and vision and what the purpose of that is, and then I'm going to shut up, and we can decide if we want to move forward with that team tonight or not. So the point of there's three pieces, actually. There's values, vision, and mission. What time is it?
Yeah,
10 after. All right, I'll be really quick because I don't want to hold this here all
night. Almost 10 after.
Yeah, 8:09.
Yeah, I'll be quick. So values expresses 3 to 5 things that are core priorities in the life of your church. 3 is better. Single words or very short phrases are how you would typically express this. So family might be a value here in this church. Hospitality might be a value here in this church. So those are the kind of things that you find for value statements is one to a couple words, short phrases that express core values of who you are as a church, the things that you prioritize over everything else.
Fellowship could be.
That might be one of them. Mm-hmm. So vision is how you see yourself embodying your values in the future. You're not there right now. It's where you're going. It's future oriented and it's aspirational. And hopefully God-given. Values can be current, or they are current, they can be real, or they can be aspirational. Sometimes we think something's a value, but our actual practices don't reflect it. And that's one of the things that you want to, as leadership, you want to look at. Because if they're aspirational, it's not a bad thing. It just means you might need to realign toward the things that you find valuable, or that you want to be the values of your church. Mission is what are you doing now to live into your values and bring about the vision of the future. So that is a current thing that you're currently practicing. They're action-oriented. And if you know that your values are aspirational and not actual yet, they need to be intentionally driven by the values you are seeking to embed into the culture of your church. So I have a real quick exercise for you guys. And then I have homework.
Yeah. For this team right here, you're not talking about the missions like we do for
No.
Okay.
So right now, I started a conversation last month before Armageddon, Snowmageddon. No, but Snowmageddon hit. Icemageddon. That was actually way worse than Snowmageddon in Atlanta. And I started a conversation about our current mission and vision statement and the possibilities of changing it. And it sparked off quite some thought, which is good. I like thought. Thought is great. Does everybody have a pen?
Oh. Yes.
Or does anybody need one?
There
it is. Brian.
You know
we need advice. Yeah, I know. All right, so on your paper, I want you to write down in 5 words, no more, no less, describe Epworth Church.
Say that again.
In five words, no more, no less, describe Epworth Church. You don't have to use the word Epworth Church in there and take up two of your words with that, though. I did. Sometimes you have to think really hard to get it into five words, though. It always takes me way more time to write a 300-word essay than when I don't have a limit on it. If you can only do four, it's okay. I promise. We'll give it another, like, 60 seconds, and wherever you're at is good.
I put it in a phrase. I didn't make a list.
Phrase works. Phrases work. Lists work. Whatever.
Okay.
While y'all are thinking, I'm going to tell you a little something, talking about the ministry deal. When I was a teenager, I went to a church camp. I was probably 14 years old. And the last night of the church camp, I was directed by God then that I was going to be in ministry. And I have run away from it for a lot of years.
No, I'm just kidding. I ran away a long time ago, too, so.
I've gone through the, like I said, the lay leader classes and stuff like that, and it's just fueled the fire even more. And with all we've been through here at Epworth, I feel like God is telling me that I need to get off my keister and do something. And whether I go fully ordained, or will I just, or even when I'm ordained, I may just be a fill-in type pastor. Mm-hmm. Go to different places, because Epworth has my heart. It always will.
Awesome. All right, is everybody done with your words?
Yeah.
Or your phrases? So, we're going to go around the table and you're going to read those out.
Family, friendly, open, helping, spiritual.
Family, friendly, open, helping, and spiritual. Okay, next.
I put family-oriented, fellowship, and praying.
You ready? Yeah. God-loving and family-valued.
Okay.
I have God-loving, family-oriented, spirit-led.
That's more than five words.
No, it's five words. No, I don't count.
She didn't write it down. Oh, all right, Ms. Lone. It's simple.
I put praying, loving, Christ-centered body. Praying.
Okay. Ms. Helen?
Supportive, missional, like to eat, loving, and Jesus following.
Okay.
That's more than five words.
That's okay. All right, Ms. Donna?
Small.
Okay.
Loving. Caring, supportive, and family.
Okay.
nurturing, family, missional, fellowship, and discipleship.
Ms. Ann?
Nurturing body of caring people.
Okay. So, family came up at the top of that list. That was a repeating word. Loving is another word that was repeating either in relation to other people or in relation to God. Some of these others would probably roll in together. So spiritual came up in a couple different contexts. Christ-centered body would probably roll in with that a little bit. Fellowship and eating kind of go together. but I would also say that so nurturing, caring, helping, and fellowship all tend to roll in together.
Together, yeah.
Where that's a supportive would be maybe the term that would umbrella over all of those. So the reason I did that is because it's important for us to understand how we see ourselves, and I said you have homework. So these are the things that you value in the church. These things that come to your mind when you write down what you would describe this church as, those are the things that you value here. Whether they are things you see as being present already, or whether they are things that have been present in the past, or whether they are things you would like to see present, they're the things that you value. I would encourage you this week, and then send them to me, sometime this week and next week, talk to two people who are members of this congregation, or not members, but who come here pretty regular, and ask them the same question I asked you. Ask them to write down in 5 words what they think of Epworth Church, or a description of Epworth Church. And then I would encourage you to talk to two people who are not that connected to our congregation, but know who we are, and ask them to write down 5 words how they would describe Epworth Church. That will help us as we try to figure out how to better communicate who we are to people.
Do we need the names of the people that...
I don't think we're going to look for that group
just
yet.
Just anonymous.
No, you don't need names. Okay. You don't need names. This isn't about, it doesn't matter who, what we're looking for there is, number one, do the other people who go to this church regularly and are a part of our body here, is this the things they value too? In other words, do they see the same things we see? Because a lot of times the people in leadership see things different than the people who are in the pews, and it's important that we understand how we're communicating the things we hold dear. And a lot of times the people outside the church see something different than what we see, and that may give us a value that we don't know we hold in the community that we actually do want to prioritize, or it may tell us where we're not communicating very well who we actually are and what we do value and prioritize. And I think we're just going to leave that sub-team at that for right now. That's a good start. And then we'll go from there.
We can look at who wants to be on the next meeting.
We can look at that later when you see.
With that being said, I've got a question. Mm-hmm. How many people noticed the new guy that was here this past Sunday?
I did.
Did we all get a phone number?
I didn't get a phone number. He just moved to the area. He is staying with his daughter, I think he said.
Yep.
And he is a friend of Greg West,
Greg West,
I can get
yeah.
his information.
Okay. Because they just moved to the area. He's got a daughter that's ill and a wife that is ill.
Hmm.
He's living on West River Road. He told me that, yeah. So.
And as we look, just like this right here, we need to reach out when we've got somebody new come in like that,
hmm.
especially somebody that has all that going on at home that maybe we can go visit.
When you say ill, do you mean very
yeah,
ill?
Very ill. The wife can't come out at all.
Oh.
So he will be back. And when I asked him about picking his brains, because he's got some serious experience with evangelism and outreach, particularly
adapting evangelistic techniques to local congregations. I asked him about picking his brain, and he's like, yeah, give me a couple weeks to get settled. And so I expect to be seeing him again.
God sent him here for a reason.
We should definitely be looking out. His first name is Ken. I don't know his last name.
Ken.
Greg told me his last name. I don't know his last name.
I don't remember him saying he just told me Ken. And
yeah.
Just Ken.
Okay. So I think I'm going to be done.
Could I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Would you repeat what it was you said to us when we wrote down these five things?
Yes. Describe Epworth Church in five words.
Okay.
And this other person we asked, how disconnected can they be?
As long as they have some clue as to who we are.
Ask Angela, please.
That actually would not be a bad idea.
I am not asking her.
No, it's not a bad idea to ask somebody who knows you and knows the church through you, but maybe doesn't know us that well.
I'm going to ask my brother.
I would say when you do write those down and you send them to me, don't tell me, you don't even give me names, but do write down this is somebody who's very closely associated with the church versus somebody who's not versus somebody who's maybe in the in-between, just so that we have an idea of how different people are seeing who we are.
We could ask a couple of our neighbors next door. They come over every week, at least once a week, and we spend 2 or 3 hours together playing cards and everything. And
you probably talk about your church.
Yeah, we did. So I did ask them.
So that would be the thing that you want is just you want to ask people what they think that you know. And when they're trying to describe who we are, what comes to mind.
They would be good ones because they're younger too.
Yes.
All right. The next thing on our business, I've got trustees team. Mm-hmm. And so they had their election of officers, and we want to congratulate Tammy Stone as being the new chair of the trustees, and Tammy Boyer is the vice chair of the trustees, and Tom Dunleavy is the secretary of the trustees.
And what were they thinking?
Yeah.
He has really nice handwriting, though.
He writes really small. Maybe that's an asset.
So, Tammy, do you want to give us a little speech for about 5 minutes as far as y'all had your first meeting?
Sure. We have set a spring cleaning date for April 18th from 9 to 2. We are getting a list together that we hope to post about things in need and who is going to be responsible for things. So if anybody's name is responsible is on here, you can see that person. If you feel like you can take care of a task, I took that was Sue's list.
That was Susan's list. She gave it to me.
That was your list. I've added it to my list. She has little shovels and stuff on her little list. So we're going to post this, and hopefully we've got things. I know I've talked to Tammy. She's talking about organizing stuff. I've got to talk to Corey about the kitchen. So that's what we're working on to come to fruition on April 18th.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Which... Tammy's daughter is due, and then my daughter-in-law is due within a week, so I will try to be here. I plan to be.
Lots of babies.
I love lots of babies.
That's so awesome.
I believe that Tom and Paul, you know where I was going with that. Paul Little worked on the lights up.
They did.
And they were on. I don't know if they took care of the bird.
They got the bird nest.
They got the bird nest down, but they put anything up to prevent it.
You've got to stop. Yeah, you got to have someone better block it. They come back every year.
Right, that's okay. So that's on our list to do. Right, that's on our list. So that's good to know. If you see anything on the list and you've done it, let me know. Tammy Boyer has put together a huge list. We condensed it down to a spring cleaning list, but not everything is on the huge. This is the big list.
Gracious.
And then we took stuff off this list and put it on the spring cleaning list of things that we can get done. Now, with that being said, last year's spring cleaning, it was very disorganized. I expect organization.
You might have to impose it if you expect it.
I expect some people to show up.
Yes.
I know last time two people showed up and Debbie came in.
I think you were here for a while, you were here early. But that's why we want to put this up first so everybody can see what's going on. So that's
spring. When do we want to have that out and where do you guys want to put it so I can start talking to people from the public?
I would like to. I'm going to look at it and try to get it more detailed. And maybe it can be out Sunday.
Okay.
On the board Sunday.
Perfect. And we're the way I'm talking to Debbie and Susan, they're going to need a lot of muscle power that day because they want to move some bushes and stuff.
Yes, so I'm going to encourage the entire congregation to start recruiting their sons, sons-in-laws, grandchildren, anybody that anybody that might be willing to come and give us a hand, students you may know, just, yeah.
We talked about cleaning out the trustee's shed. I need to confirm, I think I talked to you Sunday, that because it kept going back and forth, who was having a yard sale, what it was going to be for, it changed 15 different times, I'm being exaggerated, maybe just six, of who was going to, you know, set it, not who was going to set it up, because everybody, it's a big thing to set up and take down, but who was going to benefit with the funds.
There's been several of them been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes, but if we plan to have one, it will be here.
With the Edom team being dismantled.
I mean, it's going to be a whole church thing.
Yeah,
anyway,
it needs to go to the church.
Go, we can get trustees, and the trustees is going to leave.
It just becomes church property.
Church.
And
is it okay if we just put that into the trustees' funds so that they can work with that for building stuff? Would that work?
Yes.
That would work. That would work well.
I move that we do that. I second that.
Everybody in favor say aye. Okay.
6 months from now, when somebody else claims it, you'll remember this meeting. Put it in a minute.
That's, it's going to go in a minute. That's why we voted.
What's the other thing? The cleaner, the janitor, janitorial services have retired from her business. She will not be cleaning anymore after March.
They told us we're on our own. And janitorial services, we're on our own.
Yeah, for now. We are going to start looking for somebody else to replace that. It was just too much. That was my one of three things I have decided to do. There's other things I'm looking at. Of letting go and rearranging your life. The chairs in the pulpit, Evan has so graciously he has, I won't go any details, he has two chairs that can sit up there and look kind of nice until we can decide what we're going to do with the other ones. Wayne is not going to, which I misunderstood, Stuart. Wayne's not, which I know Wayne Long is. He's not going to redo the seats, which he got out of a while ago. He just does cars more or less now. So until we can figure out, I don't know if it's something Sue said she could do the little ones, but I don't know if she could do the big ones.
I think Tammy said Sunday that she was going to contact Brad Newcomb.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean,
so I'm going to we're going to pull them out and just put them back here somewhere, just to junk up back here more. But at least they won't look torn in the pulpit.
Yeah.
And the seats on these are a little bit of moth, and they are kind of,
I watched one of the videos. That was one of the first things I noticed, those chairs up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where our face is on.
So they're the things that are immediate as far as
trustee.
Yes, I can't think of anything else that.
Tammy leads a really good meeting. I can think of something else. That was like a really fun trustees meeting.
Because our church is crooked.
Because our church is crooked.
Josephine
can
tell you.
Oh, yeah, okay, I remember now. All right.
When I was up there to be buried, I was here cleaning up after they brought her in and put the flowers and stuff, and I was in the back going back and forth, and I looked, and you could tell she was... I mean, and I was like, well, at least her head's higher than me. That's what she about. The water across the table. So
the church is listing.
Yeah, but it's, you know, we're how many years old? 200,
60.
You guys got to stop doing this to me in meetings at the end of the long day. Sleep deprived by now.
Our focus right now is to get the spring cleaning done, like windows and organizing some stuff. If you see anything that you can get prepared,
prepared?
Yes, like I've made new folders for the file cabinet because I'm a little OCD in handwriting and typed. I'm not going to say anything, JR.
It wouldn't matter.
It's very neat, Debbie. Thank you very much. But that's just my mind from working in the business world, even though you see how I take notes. But that's all I think I have from that meeting.
Like I said, you like
it. Oh, wait a minute. I do want to say, we were talking about doing playground mulch, and we're looking into the rubberized playground mulch. We have $300-some in the playground fund that we can put towards a mulch. And then, of course, I have thoughts at midnight. I was like, well, maybe we can do, like, get a sand bucket and put it out just for a quick donation. I've got to take it back to trustees and talk to them. But put a sand bucket that we have in there, just put it out and say, playground mulch. And if some, you know, if everybody throws a $5 bill on it or a $1
give
bill,
me
that would get another couple bags.
An idea of what, how much funds you're looking for, that may be something we might take a look at. And
well, when I priced them the other day, it was $500 a bag. So we can see.
$5
a bag. Yeah. If I learned how many bags I need, it would probably be about
must be gold nuggets.
It's okay. So expensive. Yeah. And I asked my all knowing husband all things, if he knows. We don't have this in place because we're not regulated. But at schools, when they have it, it has to be a certain depth, so it gives if somebody falls and all that. He's like,
gotcha.
Well, we'd be lucky to walk 1 inch later. We're going to go with that.
Well, we do have the sign that says playground roof.
Yes.
So basically, you're looking for, what did you say, about $500?
$600, probably. $600. Closer to.
Well, we got $300 in it, so well, maybe a little bit $600.
Yeah.
More. But if we do
I'll talk to them Sunday and see if I can get the Edom group to.
Yeah.
Well, if you can start out with admissions, you're in charge of admissions, so if that's something you think you want to, admissions and outreach with it.
We'll use part of that money to help cover that.
All right. Well, I'll let them know at my next April 2nd is my next trustee. Is there a next trustee's meeting?
Anybody, just anybody can sue you.
Okay.
So thank you, Tammy, for that trustee's report. Again, congratulations to all the new officers. The other thing I had on here was the NCLL Articles of Incorporation, and I got to touch base with them. It's just adjustment of names and removal of names from that list that have to be taken care of. And I've got to contact her and see where we're at with that.
With NCLL, the renewal will be in May. That's when it comes up, so you have to keep that on here.
Well, actually, they said we could adjust it so it goes January 1 through, so it'll roll with their...
No, I think she means the retainer for NCLL.
Right. Right. Retainer, not the Articles of Incorporation. I'm talking about the retainer that we have to pay them. It's coming up in May.
Okay. All right. And that's $1,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Maybe $100 a month or $1,000 for a year, so... We'll be thinking about whether we want to retain them. I mean, we had the option to retain them and just pay them for 1 month or 2 months or whatever time it takes them to do something, but we need to decide whether we want to put them on retainer for another year or what we want to do. How about the team time down at the bottom? I've got planning team. Is there anything on that new we need to hear about?
I'm going to... 2 minutes really quick. Ed and I have gotten together to talk about communications. He's currently working on putting together a template for the newsletters and getting that more consolidated. And we're working on what that's going to look like moving forward. And I'm so grateful. Yes, sir. Do you have anything else to share?
Also taking your Christmas, Christmas. Easter egg has been put on the King William site.
Yes. All right, cool.
Yes, Debbie, like,
and that is something I would say is if any of you guys see stuff that our churches
like Facebook puts out, please share it. Please share it. Anywhere you share stuff, please share it. And then the planning team has met twice. So the first meeting Paul already mentioned, and that was more of an informational, this is what we're trying to accomplish. And we had a longer meeting last Sunday afternoon. We got the calendar put through the end of April and dates put down for VBS. We were going to double check those to make sure none of the other big churches are running the same week.
Is that
I don't know whose job it was, so no throwing shade toward anybody. If you tell me which churches I need to be looking at, I can go check them if you guys want. That's fine.
Well, we only worked around the three, Sharon, Colossi, and Beulah. We didn't. I don't think I
did.
I ask McKendry? I don't even know.
I would check because
I would check McKendry.
Yeah.
McKendry, yeah, they've got a big youth program.
Okay.
We worked with them once.
I will try to take a look at that this week just to double check that they're not having it the same week we are. And JR is working on Country Church last Sunday of April. Is that
last
right?
Sunday of April. I touched base with a group and they're supposed to be getting back with me. The next day or two, if they can't do it, I'm going to be finding somebody else. I might talk to you about that group you were talking about.
All right. And so we have some things on the calendar from now through the end of April to get us moving. We've got VBS in the works. We'll be putting together the first planning team meeting for that soon. If you guys have available dates, since I know you guys are usually pretty involved with planning VBS, you can let me know, or you can set dates. And if you don't want to, I will be more than happy to just let me know. Other than that, we had a pretty good conversation about some of the mission insight reports that went out to everybody on leadership too at one point, and the various needs in the community and how we can orient our, the goal with the planning team is to set up a comprehensive calendar that covers all of the mission, the ministry, the outreach, communications to some degree, like so that communications can effectively get that out. It will help me develop a preaching plan for the course of the year that supports what we're doing and the discipleship directions that we're moving with those things. And so knowing what the needs in the community are is kind of important. So we spent a lot of time looking at that, and we will be working to get a calendar together from May to May that sort of reflects our, at the very least, values that we decide we want to communicate, if not the mission and vision of the church, but that work with, in a way that we can measure the effectiveness of what we're doing in moving us toward the goals that we have as a church and helping us to grow people and build discipleship. So that's the planning team.
We also discussed the t-shirts.
We discussed t-shirts. And I'm sorry, I haven't gotten in touch with him yet.
Well, he said he could do something if we didn't want to go that route. So
okay.
He could draw it up or whatever. But I did get some a price. If on this is what Tara suggested that we put on the t-shirt. This would be on the front. This would be on the back. See how this little gold line is right there? Mm-hmm. If we could just make that all solid.
We can.
It would be cheaper on the t-shirts. The t-shirts are $22 a piece.
Okay.
If we put the different color right there, it goes up.
Would we rather have it just one single color on the front? Because that's actually three different colors in the logo.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Because every time you change color.
So just make it a single color on that?
So it would be one single color.
Okay.
What about the color on the t-shirt?
Well, that's what somebody has to decide.
Kelly green.
No, you don't
need to know. I know.
If we go with the gold, it's going to have to be something that the gold will show up on.
So the gold would usually be good on a darker background. Mm-hmm. And then I can make that particular, like any of those graphics, I can make in whatever color we want. So if there's like a particular shirt cover color everybody really likes, I can get him the graphic file in whichever color that would be better against whatever background we're using. So if we like the gold, I would say probably like a heather blue, like a darker.
Like navy blue or type of.
Yeah, dark.
We don't want nothing to do with the Navy. Get it army green.
No, no.
I'm just picking.
I don't know how the blue would show up on a...
Oh, that's the point. The blue wall.
Yeah, it's just...
So, again, we can make that in the yellow. I mean, we can make it all the same color. Yeah, we can.
Well, why don't you just put... I mean, I know that the sun was there, but what if we just put F on the Baylet, at Aylet on the front?
And don't put the thing there?
Yeah,
I mean, with that. I'm just sending this color.
So I would prefer that we keep the logo part there, because that's going to connect it out to our website, and it connects it to other stuff that we do printed. But, like I said, we can make that whatever the same color is.
We could make all of it the same color.
Yeah.
The gold.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you had Epworth of Aylet, right? I'm having Amber change the lettering on that so it reads Epworth of Aylet, because that is actually our business name. Yeah. Like, that's the incorporation name, and I will work on getting the website migrated over to that too, and just redirect what we have to that, so that by the end of the year, that should be like the standard of what people are looking at when they're looking at our stuff. It will be Epworth of Aylet. That was my stroke at the beginning, that I hadn't really looked at all the paperwork yet when I set that up, so my apologies for that.
Easter egg hunt.
Oh, yay, awesome.
So, I mean, do we go with this? What color do we go with? I need to call him back and let him, I told him we were meeting tonight, so.
Is your check-in with your guy?
I mean.
No, it's hers.
Your guy is her guy.
Amber will get whatever he needs for files for him tonight.
Larry Jinks.
I don't think 22 is bad. Is that going to be with the softer shirts, or is that like a high end?
Well, I told him, I said they requested a soft t-shirt, and he said, well, all he had was like a 50-50. It was 50% cotton, 50%.
Who are you checking with?
Larry Jeans.
Did he do the last one we did?
No. Mm-mm. He did the banners out here, but he
Sarah didn't. Glazebrook's making t-shirts too. Her and one of the other family members.
Yeah, no. I mean, I had connections with them. I don't have connections with any of them. If you want to get a price, that's fine.
I don't care either way. If we want to price it out with a couple different people, that's fine. If we think 22 is good, that's all right with me too.
Because a lot.
I have t-shirts that I've gotten from Fairmont, and I'm paying 25 for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think 22 is, I think 22 is very reasonable.
It's probably going to be pretty close, whoever you go with. They're all pretty.
Let's see. So I guess the next thing would be what color, and then we'd have to get sizes to.
Okay. Does he have a minimum limit?
Well, he said 24. Of course, the more you order, the cheaper probably it would be, mm-hmm. but we'd have to have a minimum of 24 to get the $22 price.
Okay.
I think you can get that. I think we will, because I kind of counted
around. Sometimes you need to order more than what you saw that you have in here for people that, you know, they're kind of in stock.
Yeah, the blower motors making a squeaky noise.
Three colors on the front logo. He did pick up the three colors on there. I didn't pick that up. I just thought it was the blue and the gold. But he says with the three, with being three colors on the front logo, it makes the shirt with low quality fairly expensive. If you were to do the front logo all one color, it would reduce the cost to $22 each.
Okay,
to give you an idea.
We can do that.
What is the top, where does it say?
Come grow with us.
Oh, I like it.
Ephesians.
Yeah. May I make a suggestion that we go with a lighter colored shirt, and we go with the, like, I'll get both of the designs in that middle blue. It's sort of a sage green color. The one that's in the middle of the little.
Should I check with him to see what colors are available?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Maybe I could do that, and maybe he'd give me some samples or whatever.
Yeah.
The lighter the color, the better you're going to like it when it's hot.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm thinking, is it especially if it's not a fairly lightweight shirt, mm-hmm. the lighter colors might be better.
The blues, the grays.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check with you.
Yeah, like a Heather Gray or something like that.
Yeah, if you find out what colors, and he may be able to tell you which of those three colors would be the best one for the color.
If we're going to do this color right here, right?
We can.
This is the color we're going with for everything. And I'll see if he has a couple of samples of shirts or any colors.
Thank you, Diana.
Yes, thank you so much for checking into that. That's all I have for the team time.
Okay. The only other thing I have on here is congregational discussion and questions. I don't see any congregation here.
She's congregated. We're all technically congregated.
I think we need to be more cognizant about the email and text and who they're going to.
Okay.
Because when I looked, I was like, well, who's this person? I've never.
That's one of the jobs we're working on.
Some of the people don't need to know what our business part is. Whereas I can understand sharing what we're doing as far as spiritually. But as far as like the nitty gritty vision, like mission, vision, statement, it doesn't have to be out there to everybody. It matters. Or, you know, and other little things, other things.
Who's 5171?
That's me.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have you on the list.
And then one other thing, just because I've heard concerns and cognizant of time on Sundays, because everything's being pushed back, like Sunday school with the girls and Sunday school leaving at 11:45, and it's just later than what most people are.
So I'm gonna ask you a question on that. Because I need to know, and I don't carry a watch with me, and I don't carry my phone with me. Is that running over in the service, or is that running over during the fellowship time?
Service, and then it bleeds everywhere else. And it's not every Sunday, it's just... But yeah, I mean, it's Sunday school should start at a certain time, too. And
what time is it supposed to start?
10:30.
10:30, okay. I couldn't remember.
It's usually a quarter to 11, or so.
Yeah, it's a 15-minute...
window. A big window.
When is Amanda due? The 24th. If she doesn't go before then, that's when she's going in. And I've also thought about, and I have to talk to other people just to see, of actually moving this area to the back corner. So the meetings and what Sunday schools would be in the back corner as opposed to, because I'm going through here on Sundays and I feel like I'm like, y'all all look up. You know, when people go in and out. So y'all can talk to Sunday school and let me know if that's okay. If we just move y'all to move it to the, or rearrange that.
And I just want to let everybody know that I did order the palms for Palm Sunday. And I will be picking them up on the Friday before Palm Sunday. And I'll be picking up 40. I hope that's adequate a number.
I hope so, too. I think so.
That's what they said that John...
John had ordered before, so...
Have you heard from Beth and John? I know she's home.
I have not. I know that he's home because I ran back in here because I got that text from him. And I planned on, because I sent the card, and I didn't want to call until they'd already gotten it, so I plan on giving them a call this weekend.
One more trustees thing. No thumbtacks in the wall. Painter's tape only. Sorry. Or y'all can paint it next time.
Do we have any other business tonight?
I don't think so.
All right.
Painter's tape will hold.
Okay.
We need to find somebody to close us out in prayer. Look down the table. Yeah, I see. Pastor Helen, you...
I'll be glad to.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you so much that you love us so much. And Lord, as we go through this Lenten season, we are reminded of what you have done for us. Thank you for your great love toward us, your sacrificial love. Help us with all our needs and help us to be your faithful disciples, sharing our faith with others. And more than that, opening our hearts to others, to you. Be with us, Lord. Go with us in our various separate ways. Bless our households, and Lord, we look forward to you bringing us back here again in fellowship, in worship, in love, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. John. He came to me when they did the, he did his funeral service, and he was all excited to learn that I was going back to school. He said, please call me if you need any questions.
Good deal.
It tickled him to death.
Oh,
thank you, everybody. Appreciate everybody coming tonight.
I'm just, 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 I'm just